At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here's your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Thursday, February 2nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a jam-packed college basketball slate tonight, over 70 games across the market, and we're going to look at a Conference USA matchup, 7 o'clock tonight on CBS Sports Network, between Florida Atlantic and UAB. Currently, UAB is listed as a short one-point home favorite with a total of 147.5. Now, going into this matchup, FAU is 21-1. Great record. They're ranked 19 in the country. FAU has won 20 straight games. They just beat Western Kentucky 70-63, although they did not cover as a 12.5-point home favorite in that one. Meanwhile, UAB, no slouch either. They're unranked, but they're 15-7. They've won two straight. They just beat Rice. Crushed Rice, 70-52, easily covering as a 1.5-point road favorite. Now, what's notable here is this line opened at a pick'em. So right off the bat, this line opened at a pick'em. That speaks volumes to me. Why is this game a pick'em if FAU has such a good record, 21-1, ranked number 19, UAB is unranked? Shouldn't this be Florida Atlantic opening as a favorite and a much bigger favorite? Why is this only a pick'em? Kind of smells fishy to me. Speaks volumes that FAU isn't favored and is not favored by more. So what's notable is that not only did this game open at a pick'em when you feel like FAU with a far better record and ranking should be favored here, but the line is actually moving toward the fishy side with UAB. So UAB open at a pick, now UAB is -1. I see at least a couple of shops that are juiced up like it may go to 1.5 here. But whole point being, line's going to the fishy side. I love that. I love it when a line doesn't make any sense and it's going toward the side that doesn't make any sense. And I love embracing that fishy side here. So I like UAB in this spot. They're only getting around half the tickets here, so public's pretty much split. But they're getting 75% of the money. So that's a pretty good low bets, higher dollar bet split, basically saying public is down the middle, doesn't know what to do. Also, theoretically, when a line when a bet split is 50-50, theoretically, a line shouldn't move at all. But we know that not all tickets are created equal. So even though your raw ticket count might be pretty much even, the bigger wagers seem to be leaning UAB here. Also, again, low bets, higher dollars. But then my number one system when it comes to betting college basketball is an unranked home favorite versus a ranked opponent. A line that makes no sense. Why is the unranked home team favored over the ranked team? Shouldn't it be the other way around? You go on gambling Twitter today, the wrong team is favored. That's what you're going to see about this game. But if you actually take the fishy side, take that unranked home favorite versus the ranked opponent, 20-10 against the spread, 67% this year. It's been a great system overall. This match the other night with Maryland, who came through in this spot. Also, you look at a buy low, sell high, bad ATS, good ATS. This would be a fishy spot here in favor of UAB. UAB is 7-13-1 against the spread. So even though they have a 15-7 record, they really haven't covered very much. Versus you look at FAU, 15-4-1 against the spread. So if one team covers a lot, like FAU, public's going to remember that and be inclined to bet on them and just continue to ride them. Versus a team that doesn't cover a lot, or maybe the public bet against them and made money and will continue to bet against them, or bet on them and it cost them money and out of spite or just anger, they're going to fade or lay off that team. But I like actually buying low and selling high in terms of taking a team that doesn't cover because they're undervalued versus betting against a team that does cover a lot because they're overvalued. So it's a buy low, sell high, good ATS play here. Also, UAB would match a couple systems other than my unranked home favorite ranked opponent. But if you look at conference home favorites with a line move in their favor, if they are a conference home favorite short favorite of 5 or less, the line moves at least a half point in their direction. Those teams are at 94-76 ATS, 55% this year. Also, if you look at a money line short favorite, those teams are, if you are a 4 or less with a line move in your favor, home favorite, just take them on the money line. That's 126-75 straight up, 63% with a 6% ROI. So it also matches with UAB. And oh, by the way, UAB 11-2 at home this year. So they've had some home cooking. We also have seen some under movement, which is notable. Open around 148.5, you're down to 147.5. Now that's notable because UAB is actually a really good over team. They're 15-5-1 to the over, 8-3-1 to the over at home. So kind of a fishy line. Why is it falling if UAB is such a good over team? Looks like maybe the matchup just favors maybe a lower scoring game here. But I'm going UAB on this one. This is just my number one system match. Every day when I look at the college basketball slate, when I write the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter, the night before I look at the overnight lines, the first thing I look at is, do we have any unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents? The number one fishy system here, which would match with UAB. So I'd go UAB here, either minus one, or I'll take them on the money line, minus 120, and the off chance they win by one and you push. But a great system match here on a fishy UAB side. So I'm going Blazers in tonight's Conference USA matchup, 7 o'clock on CBS Sports Network.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest, we're going to stick to a game on CBS Sports Network. You don't even have to change a channel after hopefully UAB comes through for us fishy, unranked, home favorite ranked opponent bettors. But now let's look at a 9 o'clock game in the West Coast Conference. Loyola Marymount visiting BYU. Currently, BYU is listed as a 4.5-point home favorite with a total of 143.5. Now, going into this matchup, Loyola Marymount is 16-7. They've won 4 straight games. They just beat Pepperdine, the Dine, as I like to call them, 84-70, covering as a 9.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, BYU, 14-10, but they've lost actually 3 straight games. They've struggled a bit here. Although they did just lose to St. Mary's 57-56, they did cover that game as a 6.5-point home dog. Now, what we've seen here is line movement toward BYU. BYU opened as low as -3. Now BYU is up to -4.5. So the line's moving toward BYU. And this is notable here because, again, BYU is off 3 losses in a row. You look at Loyola Marymount, better record, off 4 wins in a row. So just from kind of a ultimate buy low, sell high, you know, why is the line moving toward the team that has struggled here versus the team that has done very well and has a better record? So leads me to a play here on BYU. KenPom does have BYU winning by 4 points. So right now you're laying the 4.5. You're not really in a KenPom edge anymore. KenPom does have BYU ranked higher, 80th versus 84th in the country. To me, I like to go money line in these spots, minus 190. That's where I'd go with BYU tonight. It's also another bad ATS, good ATS. BYU is just 10-11-1 against the spread versus Loyola Marymount, who is 14-7-1 ATS. So again, taking the team that doesn't cover versus the team that does cover a lot. Good way to look for some undervalued versus overvalued opportunities. BYU is great at home, 9-3 at home. Loyola is just 3-4 on the road. And also, kind of supplementary factors here, just stats in terms of a favor here, or just kind of a reason to look toward BYU at home. You look at rebounding, 39 boards a game versus 37 boards a game. Nothing crazy, but slight edge to BYU. They share the ball more. Assists per game, 15 per game versus 13. More blocks, 4 versus 3, and more steals, 8 versus 6. So, again, this is kind of one of those fishy at-home. BYU has the line move. By the way, that would match the system. Also just matched a second ago with UAB, but that conference short home favorite with a line move in your direction, 55% against the spread this year. But I'll go money line in this one, minus 190, and a late-night sweat here with BYU in a line move in a desperation spot, having lost 3 straight games, yet we're seeing this line go in their direction. Give me BYU here on the money line. I'll go minus 190 with the Cougars. The Super Bowl is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, we're going to stick to college basketball. But instead of some big heavily bet games, let's go to a couple systems I like to look at. The obscure line move games, the games that are extremely low bet but are taking in some respected money in their direction, telling us that the public doesn't care about these low bet games, but definitely some wise guys have taken some liking to them. So first one for me, let's go Stony Brook Stony Brook at home against Elon. Give me Stony Brook on the money line, -170. This is a Colonial Athletic Conference, 7 o'clock. I'd actually always look for what channel it's going to be on. This game isn't on anywhere. It's not even on ESPN Plus. So I don't know if I'm going to have to, if I can sweat this one. Watching it here, I might have to just track the live score. But I think it's important because if you look at Stony Brook, a little bit of line movement. They opened -3 at home, -2.5 even. Now they're up to -3.5. Some shops even inching up to -4. And when you see a line move in such an obscure game, again, public doesn't care, but sharps are taking a liking to it. But also, just a very basic way to look at heavily bet games versus non-heavily bet games is the game on TV? The fact that this game is not on TV tells me public definitely doesn't care about it because they can't sweat it. But the pros, they don't care about whether a game's on TV or not. They just like the number. They're playing the number, basically the edge, the advantage over the sportsbooks here. So that's one distinguishing factor between the public and sharps. Public only bets games typically that they can watch and sweat and see with their own eyes. Pros don't care if they can watch it or not. They're just going to play that number. They may not even watch the game anyway. They're just playing their discrepancy plays. But anyway, this is kind of a lesser of two evils play. Both these teams have bad records. Elon is 3-19. Stony Brook is 8-14. But it looks like Stony Brook, to me, is the lesser of two evils here. We have the low bet game, obscure game. Extremely low bet, yet the line move going to Stony Brook. -2.5, -3, up to 3.5, or even 4. We do have a system match here, so this would match our Moneyline short favorite system. I mentioned this the other earlier here, I think it was in a UAB, but if you are on if you're a home favorite, -4 or less, see the line move in your direction a half point or more, 63% here on the straight up here on the money line for a 6% ROI. So that would match with Stony Brook. I mentioned KenPom has him by 4. He's got him ranked higher, 323 in the country versus 333 at home. Stony Brook is 5-4. But here's the real, if you're looking for like one number here, hopefully that'll cash our money line on Stony Brook tonight. Here it is. Elon. You know what Elon is on the road? 0-10. For those in the back, Elon on the road, 0-10. Hopefully that is an 0-11 tonight. Tells me that they just don't travel. They don't play well on the road. Also 1-8 in conference play versus Stony Brook, who's 4-5 in conference play. Not a winning record, but somewhat respectable. Also, you look at our ticket count here, bets and dollars. From VSiN.com/splits, coming directly from DraftKings, Stony Brook is taking 81% of bets, but 99% of the money. Now you're like, oh, Josh, what are you doing? You're taking a team getting 81% of bets, 99% of money. Don't you want to go contrarian? Don't you want to bet against that? Well, typically I do, but when a game is so obscure, so low bet, that 81%, 99%, that's mostly looks to me coming from sharp perspective bettors who have targeted this game. So again, typically I don't want to take the 81% side, 99% side. This just tells me that the public wants nothing to do with it. And all those majority of wagers and dollars on Stony Brook are coming from pros who have targeted the game. So it's not really public. It's actually a big majority of sharp money here taking Stony Brook. So give me Stony Brook. Stony Brook on the money line, -170. My other bet of the night for Josh's sweats, another kind of a low bet obscure line move game. Give me Cleveland State. Let's go Cleveland State on the money line. Very short number here. They're only about -115, -120. They're only -1 overall. But I like Cleveland State in this matchup. They're on the road at Detroit. Cleveland State is 14-9. Detroit is 8-15. So it's kind of a don't overthink it type play. But low bet game, obscure line move. What I like here is the dog to fave line move toward Cleveland State. This actually opened Detroit -1 at home. Now it's Cleveland State -1 on the road. So getting that dog to fave line move. When you open as a dog, you flip to a favorite, that always catches my eye, especially in a low bet game where the public really doesn't care about this one. They didn't wake up on a Thursday say, I got to bet Cleveland State Detroit. I got to bet Elon Stony Brook. No, these are games that the public doesn't care about, but yet pros have taken a liking to. So it's almost a better pure sharp action in a way because it's purely from respected bettors. So again, dog to fave toward Cleveland State. Cleveland State has a bunch of advantages stats-wise. They are defensively only giving up 66 points a game versus almost 80 for Detroit. Field goal shooting, 46% versus 43%. Also conference play, 9-3 in conference play for Cleveland State, just 8-15 in conference play here. 8-15. Let me double check that. Hold on one second. 4-8 in conference play is what I was looking at. It's always tough when you can't read your chicken scratch here when you're writing your notepad to get ready for the pod. But anyway, 9-3 conference play Cleveland State, just 4-8 conference play for Detroit. So one of those outsmart yourself, don't overthink it. Give me Cleveland State here. Better record, dog to fave line move, obscure line move, better peripherals on their stats. Also, KenPom's got them ranked much higher, 171 in the country versus 227. So give me Cleveland State on the money line, minus 120, along with Stony Brook money line, minus 170. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Thursday, February 2nd. But reminder, we are one day closer to the Super Bowl, the biggest sports betting event of the year. And if you are looking for coverage on the big game, looking for breakdowns in terms of who should I take on the spread, the money line, the total, looking at props, Propapalooza here, props across, you know, get bigger and bigger each year. I'm sure you guys probably want to bet a few of them. Well, VSiN will have you covered with all the insight, data, information, and advice you need to hopefully have the most profitable Super Bowl that you can have. Easiest thing you can do to get yourself guided in the right direction for the Super Bowl, sign up for the VSiN newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. Wake up to great sports betting content every morning, but also become a member. We have a great promo right now, only $9.99, $10. You go out to the bar tonight on a thirsty Thursday, you get a beer, you tip the bartender, it's probably going to be about $10, unless you get a couple PBIs. Couple PBIs, only about $1.99. But anyway, it's a very low number here, and it'll get you covered for a full month of service at VSiN. You will get everything we offer, all the articles behind the paywall, all those best bets sent to your email, live stream of all the VSiN shows, as well as all the best bets, I think I mentioned that. Yeah, all the best bets sent to your email. So best way to stay plugged into VSiN, you can also follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy the Thirsty Thursday sweats. Later today, if you want to get an update here on some of these games and get some more plays, check out the Market Insights pod. This is the appetizer. Get the main course later today with my second pod, Market Insights. So enjoy the sweats. Have a great Thursday. Good luck. As the wise man of VSiN likes to say, hopefully we can cash some tickets today because that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Thursday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.